This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. The House returned to work this past week, albeit for just 2 days, to greenlight a continuing resolution on the ongoing effort to fund the government. What we did was approve current funding levels for another week, that is until March 8th, for 6 of the 12 appropriation bills. Work on those bills is all but finished, and all that remains is a read-through, a CBO score, and text released that honors the 72-hour rule we have in the House for consideration of legislation. Those bills, among other things, fund agriculture, transportation and housing and urban development, energy and water, military construction and veterans affairs, the interior, and commerce, justice, and science. If all goes as planned, those bills will be passed and signed into law by the March 8th deadline. The other 6 bills, including defense, will be put off until the 22nd. Those are some of the more problematic of the 12, and wrangling continues over certain policy riders and the like. But progress was made, and while we're entering the 6th month of the fiscal year, as they say, better late than never. I want these bills approved for a lot of reasons. First, it's our job, but also because I have a number of projects funded in these bills that benefit my district, notably the FMS mission, the F-35 mission down at Fort Smith, hinges on tens of millions of dollars in these bills that we have set aside for the build-out. I also have money for an extension of Gravette's sewer system to the new interchange on I-49, improvements at one of the great bottlenecks in northwest Arkansas. That's the interchange of Highway 412 and I-49. Money for the White River Basin Study. The Highway 10 bypass in Greenwood. Improvements at the Lake Weddington Recreation Area. Rehabilitation of the Black Bass Dam in Eureka Springs. And repairs to the 13th Street Bridge in the city limits of Little Flock. Without these bills, those projects go waiting. I'm pleased we're in the home stretch. It's been a slog, but optimism is high, when just a few short weeks ago, things looked kind of bleak. Finally, before I go, make sure you vote in the March 5th primary. We moved it up this year to coincide with a presidential primary. It's awful early, but I hope you'll make plans and time to go vote. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.